It all started simply because there were great bands who would never be signed to major labels. In true capitalist tradition, entrepreneurs recognised a need, however small, and catered to it. Suddenly, there were indie labels all over the map. But doing an end run around the powers that be will always have an inherent ideological spin. A lot of forward thinkers had seen how the major labels had devoured the first generation of British punks, particularly the Sex Pistols, and resolved to retain control of their own destiny. As writer Mike O'Flaherty has pointed out, early British post-punk labels such as Rough Trade were part of the tide of political radicalism that swept Britain in 1978-79. Political radicalism was built into the post-punk model, and its implications would reverberate through American indie in the political big sleep of the Reagan years, like a half-remembered promise. To begin with, the key principle of American indie rock wasn't a circumscribed musical style. It was the punk ethos of DIY, or do it yourself. The equation was simple. If punk was rebellious and DIY was rebellious, then doing it yourself was punk. Punk was about more than just starting a band, former Minutemen bassist Mike Watt once said. It was about starting a label. It was about touring. It was about taking control. It was like songwriting. You just do it. You want a record? You pay the pressing plant. That's what it was all about. The breakthrough realization that you didn't have to be a blow-dried guitar god to be a valid rock musician ran deep. It was liberating on many levels, especially from what many perceived as the selfishness, greed, and arrogance of Reagan's America. The indie underground made a modest way of life not just attractive, but a downright moral imperative. At first, though, a pragmatic stance was a necessity more than a statement. It wasn't a PR move, it was the best we could do at the time, says former Husker Du singer-guitarist Bob Mould. It was real simple. When you're a fish going downstream and all you see is sharks at every tributary and you see this one spot where another fish got through, you go that way. And you see this one spot where another fish got through, you go that way. You're not sure what that fish looked like, but you know it didn't get eaten, so you just go that way. And one thing leads to another, and people follow you, and that's how it goes.